next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's DJ Durkin. The Terrapins host Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. Obviously, a big game of importance for us this weekend coming up, and really important for our seniors. We got a really good senior class. I think guys that have done a lot, been through a lot, and I'm very thankful to them for how they've bought in and what they've done with our program. So we certainly want to send them out the right way, the last home game, and get a win for them and for our program as well. That would bring us to bowl eligibility, which is I feel a really good step in the right direction for us here in our first year as we move forward. With that, I'll open up to any questions.
Thank you, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Austin Ward, ESPN.com.
Hey, DJ, I'm sorry to spin this back a couple weeks on you, but you've scouted Ohio State's Curtis Samuel a couple times and played against him, schemed against him. I wonder, from your perspective, what it's like to try and defend a guy like that or how you can slow him down.
I mean, he's a really good player. He's effective in the backfield as well as, outside, catching the ball. So he's got great speed and they utilize him in a lot of spots. It's hard to know where he's at to defend him.
I don't know if you looked back at when you played them, was there anything afterwards that you thought, you guys could have done differently to try and defend him?
I don't know. I mean, he's like I said, they move around a bunch, put in different spots, and the guy's got great speed, and he's like a receiver when he plays receiver, and he's like a running back when he plays running back. He doesn't look out of place. He understands what they're doing, and I think he does a great job.
Thanks, DJ.
All right, thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from David Mercer, Associated Press.
Afternoon. You mentioned a little bit about this in your opening statement, but the idea of getting bowl eligibility, a lot of coaches make a big deal out of the extra practice time you get out of that. Can you talk a little bit about why that's important, given that it's not happening in the spring or ahead of next season? It's months away from when you'll be playing your next game.
This is an opportunity to work on the fundamentals of the game and get your guys better at that and get them have a better understanding of your scheme, especially with a young team, which obviously we have. And when you're involved in a season and game planning, a lot falls on that. It's hard to work on all those little things sometimes with the limited amount of time you have and you're trying to get ready for a game plan to be able to execute, in order to win a game. And so when you get to bowl prep and you have those extra practices in those weeks, you can't work on game plan every day. It gets stale. You got a long time before you play the game. So what happens is you get a great opportunity to continue to develop your young guys both with the fundamentals and their understanding of what you're trying to do on both sides of the ball.
What about just kind of from a program momentum point of view? I mean, you're not going to the Rose Bowl or something like that with six wins. How big a deal is it to your fans and the people who you have to kind of sell on your program, recruits?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, our first year into it, I think, being bowl, getting ourselves bowl eligible will be huge for us. I mean, just knowing where we started and the direction we're heading, I think, people on our program totally understand that. And there's great excitement and momentum right now with our fan base, with our recruits and everything else. And so we just, we just got to keep moving in this direction and keep building it step by step.
All right. Appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Again, if you
Coach,
have a question, simply.
Thank you for your time and best of luck this weekend, Coach.
Okay, thank you.